Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Sammon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Ward reaches second base with a double. Davalillo throws the ball into Moran, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Sammon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sammon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sammon. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevens scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney takes first base on ball four. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Salmon covering, for the out. Hansen scores. McNairtney moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dickin pinch hits for Lee Stang. Paul Dickin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso pinch hits for Gene Stevens. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran is hit by the pitch. Davalillo moves to second. Bob Chance pinch hits for Tommy John. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner throws the ball into Moran, who relays the ball to Salmon, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Horlan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano is hit by the pitch. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards center. Hershberger fields it and throws to second to catch Romano for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 3 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.